AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The coronavirus and its Omicron variant force a postponement of the Grammy Awards that had been set for the 31st of this month. The Sundance Film Festival in Utah will be all virtual. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says cases have increased nationwide by 98%. Hospitalizations and deaths have not yet been impacted by the surge.
The seven-day average of hospital admissions is about 14,800 per day, an increase of about 63% over the previous week. And the seven-day average of daily deaths are about 1,200 per day, which is an increase of about 5% over the prior week.
NFL is looking into other potential sites for next month's Super Bowl because of the pandemic. Still scheduled for Los Angeles, where virus restrictions are increasing there for attendance at indoor events. Earlier in Philadelphia.
This is, without a doubt, one of the most tragic days in our city. History.
Mayor Jim Kenney talking about a fire that destroyed a duplex, killing 13 people, including seven children. Investigators say the four smoke detectors in the building were apparently not working. A day before the one-year anniversary finds Attorney General Merrick Garland saying the Justice Department is far from finished with the work to find and prosecute all those involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol and Congress.
As of today, we have arrested and charged more than 725 defendants in nearly all 50 states and the District of Columbia for their roles in the January 6th attack.
Garland vowed to hold accountable anyone who was responsible for the riot, whether they were physically there or not. Employees of a Starbucks store in upstate New York who voted to unionize last month have walked off the job. The employees in Buffalo say they don't have the staff or resources to work safely amid surging COVID-19 cases. Starbucks says the company meets and exceeds CDC guidelines. This is AP News. A body has been found by searchers looking for two people still missing since a wildfire decimated parts of Boulder County, Colorado last week.
Two people had been reported missing, and the sheriff's office says the remains of one, an adult, have been located in the Marshall area south of Boulder. There's another search for a person missing in Superior. Colorado Governor Jared Polis says people should view this fire that destroyed nearly 1,000 homes and damaged hundreds more as a warning that when there's a pre-evac or evacuation notice, they should, quote, hop to it. A disaster expert says it's miraculous that out of 35,000 who had to evacuate, all but two that they know of made it out safely. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Texas one-year-old found a handgun between the front seat and the center console of a car. It went off, wounding his infant sibling and their 23-year-old mother. Both are expected to survive. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.